During Christmas time, staff members at the Western Illinois Regional Council are especially busy. In addition to their regular jobs, they play the role of Santa and his elves. Public Radio's Scott Stuntz explains.
The council provides many things throughout the year for those in need. Help getting food, paying the heating bill, and keeping the lights on. Those could be considered necessities, and if you ask a child, something else the agency provides is also a necessity. Christmas. Director Susan Nash says the regional council makes Christmas possible through Project Santa.
We get referrals of children who may be in need from the schools, and we select them to participate in the program. Then we ask for a wish list, and then what we do is we go out and we try to fulfill that wish list, you know, within means, of course.
So what are some of the things that children have received in the past?
You know, puzzles, books. We make sure that every child receives some clothing. We also give a sack of groceries to them, to each of the families who come in. So, you know, we try to give them substance, something of substance from the food perspective, and then also the clothing side of it, and then also, you know, something that's going to make it fun for them.
Once the wish lists are put together, regional council employees such as Teresa Cadle buy the items. She's pushing a cart through Macomb's Kmart, reading what she needs to find off the wish list.
All right, let's go find some toys that make noise.
So how long have you been doing this?
From day one.
And this has been going on for a good amount.
This is 29 years. Next year will be our big 30. So I think it's time to hand it over. No, I don't know what I'd do without being able to do it. I would love to be a mouse under every one of these kids' trees just to see the look on their faces when they open all their stuff.
Presents are taken back to the Regional Council's Macomb office and put into bundles for each family. On their assigned night, the family comes to the office to get their bundle. The gifts are taken home to be opened on Christmas morning, but each kid gets to open one in front of a Christmas tree covered in lights.
Okay.
But more importantly, they get to open it with Santa.
Well, how would you like to open a gift tonight?
Okay.
Would that be okay? I think I've got one for you and for your sister.
Tim Manock is Santa this year. He's normally in charge of the Regional Council's program for weatherizing homes to keep them warmer during the winter. Sometimes he helps the same families in both roles.
I can remember an older girl years ago. Oh, it's probably been 10 years ago. She was probably 10 or 11 years ago. And she'd come for Project Santa, and she just talked and talked and talked. And about 9 months later, I was out to a home. We were weatherizing their home. It was out in Hancock County. And first thing, she just started in. When I showed up at the door just again, she says, "You look familiar." And I didn't say a word. I just laughed. I said, "You probably just think I look like somebody."
After talking to Santa, the big moment comes.
What'd you get?
Director Susan Nash says sometimes the most satisfying moments come after all the wrapping paper is cleaned up and the tree put away. Sometimes years later.
Several years ago, Teresa came in to me and said, "This family doesn't have a tree." And I said, "We'll buy him one." So we went out and we bought an artificial tree so that they could put it up every year. And the young man at the time, I'm going to say, was probably about 8 or 9. And when he turned 17, he brought the tree back in great, great condition. And he said, "This brought me so much joy." And he says, "We're now on our feet. My family and I are now on our feet. And we wanted to bring it back so you could give it to somebody else who might need it." Anyway, so, I mean, some of these are just, you know, they're great.
Employees at the regional council work all year to help people. Sometimes it's hard for them to tell whether their efforts have, in fact, been successful. With Project Santa, it's much easier to see the results.
Merry Christmas.
I'm Scott Stuntz.
Thank you.